We read from Ezekiel chapter 37, Ezekiel 37. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. And he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Also he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, Our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. When I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves, I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. Join me in prayer. O sovereign Lord, you told your servant Ezekiel to prophesy to a bunch of dry bones in a valley full of dry bones. And in Ezekiel's vision, he spoke your word to these bones. Your word knitted these bones together, and it was your spirit that brought life to these lifeless bodies. As we consider the church in the United States, we see movement, and we often hear bones rattling together, but what we truly desire to see in our churches is spiritual life and an army of Christian soldiers advancing your kingdom to the ends of the earth. O sovereign Lord, you've moved powerfully in the past. Your spirit moved extraordinarily in ways, Lord, in the past, during times of great spiritual declension and apostasy and apathy within the church. When churches were empty and but a few were faithfully praying, you moved and you brought life through your spirit, awakening your church. Oh, we beseech you tonight to move once again. We long, O sovereign Lord, for your spirit to move within our congregations so that we may be painfully aware of your holiness and majesty in our gatherings. Pray for times of great solemnity when each person is aware of your presence and of your eyes staring deep within our beings. Refine us in such a way that it brings conviction of sin and repentance to young and old alike. We pray for the message of the cross to be firmly preached with power within our churches. Bring a message of salvation and hope, and cut us to the heart, then heal us. Heal your people. Help us to return to you through your amazing grace and your gift of faith. Sovereign Lord, we are able to pray boldly tonight, for you are the same God who moved in the past. We believe you are more than able to resurrect lifeless churches and people who have the form of godliness but deny its power. In fact, you encourage us to pray boldly for your Spirit to move among us. You encourage us to seek you and give you no rest until you establish your kingdom and it becomes the praise and delight of the world. And you promise not to withhold the good gift of your Holy Spirit to any who ask. Oh, Sovereign Lord, we long to see your power and glory move among us in such a way that our friends and neighbors and even the inhabitants of this city will take firm hold of us and say, let us go with you because we have heard that God is with you. May your glory be revealed through your church so that our family and friends and our city, indeed all of West Michigan, will know that you are God. Continue to pour out on your church a spirit of grace and supplication as we wait for your Spirit to not only rattle bones, but to breathe life into them once again. Raise up a faithful and persistent remnant of intercessors within each of our churches who will grieve and mourn for the spiritual condition of our church, your church, and will also hunger and thirst for righteousness because of the moral condition of our land. O Lord, refresh your servants who are called to speak your word to what often seems like valleys full of dry, lifeless bones. May your servants be as watchmen to this generation, never compromising the absolute truth and infallibility of your word. We pray for every Bible college and every seminary here in Western Michigan that they will truly be nurseries of piety as they prepare the next generation of watchmen, as they prepare shepherds to be faithful, who will know how to faithfully preach your word with your authority. Oh, we pray these things for your glory and for the advancement of your kingdom. In your name we pray. Amen.
The scripture was read, and the prayer for the revival of the church was by Dr. Terry Slaughter, who is the executive director of Reaching America Ministries.